I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A major earthquake struck Turkey and Syria on Monday, killing more than 3,000 people and flattening thousands of buildings as rescuers dug with bare hands for survivors. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All over southern Turkey, rescuers are in a desperate race against time to find survivors following one of the most powerful earthquakes to strike the country in decades. Videos on social media show streets of destroyed apartment blocks due to the quake, which had a magnitude of 7.8 according to preliminary readings. Collapsing buildings hampered rescue efforts as powerful aftershocks shook the region. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
The death toll of more than 3,000 is likely to rise as rescuers continue to dig through thousands of crushed buildings. Obin Kobin is the government relations and security advisor for Save the Children in Istanbul. He tells VOA's Carol Van Dam it's by far the worst quake in the last 100 years in Turkey.
In total, more than 5,000 buildings have collapsed. The ones that could have been accessed, the safe and security, security teams are providing services, rescue operations going on.
Are your people there too, also trying to get people out of those crushed buildings?
What we are trying to do is we are trying to access the area because it's almost impossible. There are no flights, airports have been damaged.
Obin Kobin, government relations and security advisor for Save the Children in Istanbul. Authorities in Peru say landslides triggered by steady rain swept mud, water, and rocks into several villages in the country's south, killing at least 36 people.